back in 1979 and 1980, I worked for the Mid-Continent Coal Company outside of Redstone, Colorado. I worked in three of their mines. The last one was Dutch Creek Number 1 mine, and I worked there as in a position of miner helper, setting timbers alongside the continuous miner as it cut coal in the seam. One morning, the superintendent came to talk to us, and he gave the miner operator a radio control the continuous miner because we were having a lot of problems, you know, bounces, pushes, etc. And I asked if how does this affect my job? And he said, well, you can quit if you don't like it. So I decided to move on. And a few months later, working in the oil shale mine in Dubuque, Colorado, my friend Craig Patch, who is the brother of one of my foremen at Dutch Creek Number 1 mine, came to me and told me there's been an explosion or a fire at Dutch Creek Number 1 mine, Rob, and we don't know what's going on. We learned a few days later that 15 miners had died. The crew was on the swing shift, the afternoon shift, came in, and it's hard to say. The hearings that were held show that they were mining and stopped mining because the methane detector on a continuous miner detected methane. The theory is that electrical switch was on a continuous miner was miswired by an inexperienced miner, and when it was turned off caused an electrical arc which ignited the methane and caused the explosion. There are miners who are knowledgeable, disagree with this, and I'd like to hear more about that. But whatever the source was, lit off coal dust and methane, and a major explosion knocking out what they call stoppings that, to separate the return and fresh air gas paths or whatever, and took the lives of 15 miners. At Easter weekend, there was a big ceremony with lots of miners, and I went to that. And I've carried the sadness of losing my friends and a degree of remorse from having not stayed with my comrades and worked with them. And I've decided to come back to Colorado to hike up to Dutch Creek Number 1 mine on the anniversary of the accident to deliver flowers to the mine site in honor of my lost friends. My experience that's Mid-Continent's mines, especially Dutch Creek Number 1, was probably the most influential experience of my entire work experience. I'm 63 years old. I worked there 36 years ago. And we had to look out for each other in a way that I've never experienced anywhere else in any other kind of job in my life. The only thing I could probably compare it to is being a soldier, where you're in a combat platoon and you have to look after each other. And I eventually became an engineer in the instrumentation and control systems engineer, and I made safety the highest priority of all my designs. And I truly believe that it's been my experience as an underground coal miner that imprinted upon my consciousness this idea of putting safety first before anything else.